Welcome to another episode of Journey from Grief to Healing. I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. Death hurts. There's no way around it. There is no way through it. It hurts. And it hurts for a long, long time. That long, long time is called grieving. There is no way an emotionally healthy person can avoid it. There is no way to make it move faster. There is no way to erase the suffering and associated pain that one feels. The best one can do is to try to make the best of each day. Some days the best may be just being able to barely get through the day. Some days the best may be feeling like it's finally over and then realizing it isn't. My wife died 9 years ago next month. I no longer grieve, but I feel her loss as deeply as ever. I don't feel the emotional pain and suffering that I associated with it when she first died. Those things eventually went away, and I'm grateful for that. When they went away, they didn't fill in the hole that they left. For me, that hole is here, and I don't see it ever leaving. I've come to accept it. I think that's what we all have to do. No matter how much we love and miss the person we lost, we have to come to a point where we accept the hole in our soul. It's there, and it's not going away. Famous French poet Victor Hugo describes this hole in his soul in his poem, Tomorrow at Dawn. He wrote the poem about a daughter and her husband, who both died from drowning 4 years after they were married. As I read the poem, you can get a sense of the hole in his soul. Perhaps you will relate to it. I did, and I understood how he felt when he wrote it. Although he wrote it many years before I was born, some things about our humanity never change. Here is his poem. Tomorrow at dawn, at the hour when the courtside whitens, I will set out. You see, I know that you wait for me. I will go by the forest. I will go by the mountain. I can no longer remain far from you. I will walk with my eyes fixed on my thoughts, seeing nothing of outdoors, hearing no noise, alone, unknown, my back curved, my hands crossed, sorrowed, and the day for me will be as the night. I will not look at the gold of evening which falls, nor the distant sails going down toward the harbor. And when I arrive, I will place on your tomb a banquet of green holly and of flowering heather. We can see we are not alone. Victor Hugo walks with us, as do millions and millions and millions of other people, all the people who have come before us, who have suffered losses like you and I have suffered, have felt the same way. They had the hole in the soul. Yet the emotionally healthy ones knew that they had to move on. They knew that life was calling them to continue to grow, evolve, and learn. Don't let the hole in the soul stop you from living your life. It's there. Make peace with it, but don't let it be a shackle. You're strong. You're stronger than you realize. Walk on. There's an open road in front of you. Never quit. Never give up. If you like this podcast, please share it with a friend who walks with us on our grieving journey. Have a great day and stay strong. Never quit.